Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Breakup alert! It's the number one story in the country right now. Everybody's talking about it. Elon Musk loses it. I was waiting for this. It's only a matter of time. A couple things people need to notice about this, though, that are very subtle. At this point, I mean, this may change. Elon Musk cracking up overnight. I don't know any other way to put it. He tried to save his country. He tried really, really hard. And he writes, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." Notice something here. He didn't hit Trump. He hit Congress. That's interesting, right? Now, he may have a falling out with Trump coming up. I don't know. That may happen. But he didn't. He hasn't yet. Everybody's missing that part of it, I think deliberately by the media. Why is he only hitting Congress? He knows the inside baseball here, okay? What has happened is that John Thune and Mike Johnson have held Donald Trump hostage. We'll pass your agenda eventually after we waste as much time as possible to slow down immigration enforcement, because that's what our big GOP donor, Chamber of Commerce donors want. Slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. Keep as many illegals as possible so as to depress the wages. That's going on. That's why they're going at a snail's pace. Trump and Caroline Leavitt begged them starting in December to get this work done. All they've done is take vacations. Mess around. That's a delay tactic. They're going to have to pass this eventually or they'll lose in the primaries. Personally lose. They don't care if they lose as a party. Elon Musk knows all this. He knows that Trump is over a barrel. And look, folks, as recently as November, Mike Johnson had just drop-kicked the Republicans. He's our speaker and was working with the Democrats to pass their bill. And Trump knows that could happen again like that. John Thune threatened Trump, said he was going to run the Senate, not Trump. Remember that? Not to interfere in the race. These people are there to undermine Donald Trump. Don't forget that. Elon Musk knows it. He knows it. He knows the whole game. That's why he did the press conference only Friday, but is losing it now. Why is he losing it? Because the man lost 25% of his net worth. The Tesla brand he built will never be the same. His personal brand will never be the same. His businesses will be permanently damaged. He lost 71% revenue decline this quarter, first quarter over last quarter, trying to save this country from bankruptcy. And Congress laughed at him. That's what this bill does. It's mockery. Let's not kid ourselves. So what is the truth? Well, there were three options here. Number one, cut a little bit. Okay, you can't cut $1 trillion. You can't. That'll collapse the economy. I get that. I understand. Right? But you should start. You show the bond market, hey, you know what? We're going to shore up the bonds. We're not going to collapse the bond market. We're not going to act like fools. We're going to cut, I don't know, an eighth of the deficit, $250 billion. That's option number one. Very reasonable. Option number two, we keep spending capped at where Joe Biden had it. What was that? $1.83 trillion deficit. Option number three, we go full whore. And we drive that deficit up to somewhere between $2 trillion and $2.3. They went full whore. That's what Elon Musk is mad about. He gets where Trump is, but he's torn. That's where we are. Now, you're probably confused this morning because you're going to hear a lot of rhetoric from other talk show hosts. Many of them will take the easy way out to good ratings. And they will tell you Elon Musk is wrong, that he is confused, that Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy director, has already corrected Elon Musk. And Musk is just so confused. Why this bill, it saves $1.4 trillion over a decade. Maybe. That's an opinion. The other opinions by the Congressional Budget Office, I don't trust them, say, nah, it's gonna come in at about a $2.2 trillion deficit. A deficit is the difference between the tax money we bring in and then the funny money that we print and borrow to fund, you know, what we want to do. By the way, Biden's deficit, just so we're clear, $1.83 trillion. Trump's going to come in around 2 to 2.2, 2.3, 2.4, according to the CBO. All right, well, I don't trust the CBO. It's a bunch of Democrats. I agree with the Trump administration on that. You can't trust them. They're weasels. Okay. Well, who can we trust? Well, let's look at the Conservative Tax Foundation. What are they saying the increase on deficit is going to be here? Somewhere between $150 and $250 billion. They're not weasels. They're conservative. What about Penn Wharton budget model? Yeah, same number, $200 to $300 billion increase in the deficit over Biden's spending from this bill. Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, they're a little lefty. They're saying deficits rise to about $2.5 trillion over Biden's $1.8. So what's the truth? Can you just say, shut up, Rhino? Elon Musk is a bad dude. He's lying. No, you can't. You know why? Nobody ultimately knows how much tax revenue is going to come in. So this is a semantics game. This idea that Stephen Miller can correct Elon Musk is silly. He can't. The other thing they're doing, they're lying and saying, oh, Musk is mad because the Doge cuts aren't in the bill. But he doesn't understand. We can't put him in the... No, he's not asking for the Doge cuts. That's not what he's asking. He's asking you to stop bankrupting this country. But remember, notice he is not directly aiming at Trump yet. He is mostly aiming at the congressional leaders. He knows who's at fault here. He knows they're holding him hostage. He knows Trump can do nothing but say positive things about them or they will pivot and play games with the Democrats for the next 2 years. We've already seen them do it. That's where we are. What is the actual truth here, folks? So I'm going to bottom line it for you, okay? This is a very, very risky proposition. We have seen the bond market wobble two times in the last 6 weeks because there aren't enough bond buyers for all this debt. That's the truth. Jamie Dimon's not wrong about that. It's simple math. Doing this is foolish and stupid of the GOP because it tempts a collapse of the bond market. And the thing that could happen, this is what scares me, bond holders, even at 5%, go, oh gosh, this is, yeah, I'm going to start selling. Can we print enough money, buy enough fast enough to stop that kind of bleeding? I don't know. I don't know if we can. Elon Musk doesn't either. Jamie Dimon doesn't either. Nobody knows. That's the risk we're taking here. Hold on with the money because I'm almost, music. I didn't realize I was that far over. Okay. I'll explain how the Trump administration aims to prove Musk wrong. They may do it. They may actually achieve it. There's only one way out of this not bankrupting this country. I'll explain. They may do it. We don't know. They might. I'll explain coming up next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Awkward. Awkward is when you call Rand Paul crazy, as Donald Trump did, for not supporting the big, beautiful bill, and then Elon Musk takes Rand Paul's side. Is he crazy? Yeah. Awkward. Whole situation's a mess. Elon Musk defected. It is the number one story in the country. He is disgusted. And he should be. I want you to notice something, though. He did not call out Donald Trump. He called out Congress. He knows Trump is being held hostage by Congress if he wants his agenda. What is in that bill? $37 billion to finish the wall. 10,000 new agents. Trump's not getting all these people out of the country without them. He knows that. He'll fail. The money, the billions, $5 billion for enforcement, that's what we need for those flights that Trump was negotiating for a few months ago. To fly the 500,000 out of the country, industrial scale. It's all in there. Plus a bunch of other really great stuff's in that big, beautiful bill. It really is. It's Trump's agenda, but it comes at a steep price. Congress wants to bankrupt the country. I mean, they do. They don't care if the country goes bankrupt. Don't kid yourself. This is why Musk did the press conference on Friday and did not call out Trump by name. Who's telling the truth? Well, Stephen Miller was immediately dispatched to suggest Musk is confused. That's the MAGA talking point on X this morning. Musk is confused. This has already been explained to him. It's great. It's the best thing ever. It's going to cut $1.4 trillion. But in the last segment, I went through four separate groups, one of which is the CBO, Congressional Budget Office. I don't believe them. It's a bunch of Democrats. But when you have conservative tax orgs, like I mentioned, saying, nah, this is increasing spending over what Biden did, not by a little. They're not lying. It is. It is. They're one-upping Biden. We are shattering the records for spending, which Trump currently holds, by the way. Biggest deficit ever was under him during COVID. Democrats are in second place. The second biggest deficit will run now under Trump. It is. I mean, I can't change it. It is what is. So how is Stephen Miller saying this is going to save $1.4 trillion while every other group out there saying, no, it's going to increase spending by a couple hundred billion, which, by the way, is a risk, folks. At some point, bondholders will freak out. They've already done it twice in the last 8 weeks. Who's telling the truth? See, that's impossible to know because it's all about projections. Will the market react favorably to the Trump tax cuts? Yeah, I think they probably will. But here's the thing, okay? This one 26 seconds right here tells you everything if you want to explain what's going on here, okay? This is Kevin Hassett on Laura Ingraham. And she's saying, Kevin, come on, y'all are breaking a bank here. How is this not going to drive up the deficit, destabilize the bond market, and maybe cause, I don't know, some kind of collapse, some sort of emergency? And he says, our plan is this. The economy will grow at 3% under Trump for the rest of Trump's term. And that will make the debt manageable, which it would if Trump achieves it. Can we guarantee that? No. The Trump numbers guarantee that. The last 20 years, what's been the average GDP growth? 2.3. Can Trump do it? I mean, if anybody can, he can, but should we hinge our whole fiscal future on it? Elon Musk is saying, no, it's ridiculous. Here's Kevin Hassett saying, well, Laura, don't worry. The debt will be okay if we can just grow at 3%. Folks, reality check. What are we growing at right now? Negative 0.3. Not Trump's fault. That's Biden left us that. That's a big climb. And listen to Kevin Hassett here. He uses the word probably. Well, we can probably grow at 3%.
And the bottom line is that this bill is going to lead to probably 3% growth again, just like we promised last time. And if we get 3% growth instead of the 1.8% growth that the CBO is promising, then guess what? That adds $4 trillion in revenue. It makes it so this bill pays for...
The key word there is probably, because they don't know. It's going to be a tough climb, given the mess Biden left. And that's the truth. When you look at what Elon Musk did to save this country, here, look, folks, and what the Doge guys did, just to buy us some cuts, and Congress didn't care. Not only did they fritter away the money that would be saved, not the Doge cut specifically, but the money that would be saved, they chunked hundreds of billions or more on it, on top of it, and told Trump to sign it or else, or he doesn't get his agenda and he fails. I just want to remind you of this. This is Elon Musk with Brett Baer.
Do you guys all see this as a patriotic duty? I mean, is that really what this is about?
It's essential. Sure.
Right. I do, 100%. I was running five businesses in Houston, and I left that. I left great people to do this. And my wonderful wife said, go for it. And here I am. But I feel like this is me giving back to the country.
If we don't do this, we're sunk. Unless this exercise is successful, the ship of America will sink. That's why we're doing it.
So Musk isn't doing this because he's a rhino. He's not breaking up with Trump because he's not on the right side anymore, because he's got some sort of nefarious conspiracy something or another. He loves his country. He saw what the Doge guys gave up. One of these kids left Harvard to save this country. And Congress spat on them. They did. I'm not going to lie to you.
The interest rates, just the interest on the national debt, now exceeds the Defense Department spending. We spend a lot on the Defense Department, but we're spending like over $1 trillion on interest. If this continues, the country will become de facto bankrupt.
Yep.
It's not an optional thing. It is an essential thing. That's the reason I'm here. And taking a lot of flack, and getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, I like to stack them up, you know. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
But what is Trump telling himself? This is the only place you're going to get this honestly today from conservative media. I hate to say that to you, but it is. Everybody else is going to lie to you. They're going to go with Trump talking points, try to save their ratings. I don't do that. I tell you the truth. What is Trump telling himself? And it might work. It might work. He's going to send a dozen rescissions packages. And either make these Republicans cut this junk. Think the first one is NPR, the first one's NPR, PBS, but also the USAID. And it's a test. It is a test. You vote against that, you're going to lose your primary. And you deserve to lose your primary. It's a test from Trump. Trump's telling himself, look, we'll get this bat passed. These shysters, we'll get this bill passed. I don't care what the bottom line is. So I'm going to come back and cut it with rescissions. Will Republicans actually pass those rescissions? I don't think so. I'm pretty jaded, though, but I don't think so. And Trump knows there's $1 trillion out there in fraud and waste that he can cut, too. He knows that. Elon Musk said that and was laughed at. But folks, Then 60 Minutes came out and reported the same thing. I played you the audio. There's $1 trillion in fraud out there. It's got to be Democrat fraud because Republicans aren't objecting to cutting it. They know that's in their back pocket. Trump does too. But Elon Musk isn't willing to trust anymore. He's had it. That's where we really actually are. That's the truth. How it ends? I don't know.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.